Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Some dude saw that pie and was like,
I'm going to do it
respectfully.
Yeah.
Peaches and cream.
Cream. Are we in?
We are in. This is a podcast.
Whoa, this is a podcast.
We were supposed to have a guest today, but we don't.
That's fine. That's okay. You know what?
Because we are the guest.
That's what I'm going to say.
We're the guest for them and they're the guest for us.
Dude, my guest is you. And your guest
is
me.
What is guest of honor?
Who's the guest of honor?
What does that mean?
What's a bridesmaid?
Maid of honor?
Is a bridesmaid?
That's too much.
Well,
this is the maid of honor.
Is it?
She sucked off Jeremy at a Wawa. Now they're getting married.
And I watched it. Dude, hold on. The bridesmaid. Who's the main lady in the bridesmaid
the
thing?
The terms for women in the wedding is so much cooler than like.
What do we get?
Best man.
I'm not the best man.
The best man? Bitch works at Best Buy.
I mean, I'll be the best man at my brother's funeral. Jesus Christ, saddest thing I've ever said. At my brother's wedding. But like, I'm not the best man in the room.
Dude, there's a lot of shit that comes with it. My friend literally asked me, he goes, hey, you are in my heart my best man, but you're very busy and I want this to be planned good. Do you want to do like a joint best man, joint custody best man? No, I do.
Oh, you do?
Because now, all the pressure, the other guy planned the bachelor party. I'm like, cool. You plan the bachelor party, I'll DM a club or two. We're fucking cooking.
Yeah.
But I don't want to coordinate and do the group chat. And we're doing this, we're doing that. Like, I was like, you do the admin shit, I'll do the fucking PR.
That's how I feel about my own wedding.
What about it?
I don't want to do
married
anything.
That soon? I will, you love her that much?
I'll DM.
Michael's a girlfriend. I'm sick of it. You're in love.
Why are you so mad at me?
I'm not mad at you. I'm just, you brought it up.
I didn't bring it up. I'm just saying.
No, bro's in love.
I am in love.
Look at how he's sitting.
I always sit like this.
He's ready.
You don't pay attention to me.
When?
I love you. I was waiting for you. I was waiting for you to ask me to marry you, and it never came about.
Dude, what is it about scenes in a movie when it's raining, and then they start kissing? You're like, this is so much better than a normal kiss.
It is, because it's all wet.
Yeah, get inside.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, get a fucking umbrella, you poor motherfuckers. You know that stupid idiot notebook when he's in the rowboat and it starts raining? Get
dude,
inside.
Here's the thing. We were in a rowboat in Amsterdam and it was raining. It's not pleasant.
Not it sucks.
Not any of that was
it's
like,
cold.
Time to fucking tongue down Gabe.
Yeah, I would. Hottest eyes in the game.
Miss Amsterdam.
I don't at all. Zero part of me. Amsterdam was the fucking worst trip. I love you guys so much and I would go back just with you guys, but can we go somewhere else like Temecula? I would go anywhere else.
Temecula?
I go to my own room with you guys over Amsterdam. Hate it. Sick of it. What I was going to say is, if you're the best man, you're going to co-best man. So all you have to do is like DM some clubs, which is very important as well.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is with my own wedding, I want to do that. I just want to be the co. I don't want to do anything. I'm not good at planning stuff.
Hold on. What?
I'm just saying like.
The best man plans everything. You wouldn't have to do anything.
No. What I'm saying, the wedding part. Where are we going to get it? What cups are we going to use? I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it okay to just be like, I don't want to do this?
Well, this should just be a plug and play where it's already set up and then all they have to do is change at the altar, like the two names. Like,
yeah.
And then there's a 12 o'clock slot, a 2 p.m. slot, 6 p.m. slot.
I love that. It's just like
I think that's what Vegas does, right?
Probably.
Because the ceremony, it's touching. You tear up a little bit.
Oh, I tear up every time.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah, what is that? And I know this woman.
Yeah, you're like, that's my current
girlfriend.
She sucked
my dick in a fucking, yeah.
But there's something about it. I'm not going to fucking cry. And
every
then
time.
The dad walks out and he's tearing up. And you're like, dude, if the dad's tearing up, who am I to not tear up?
The moment that she comes. I've been to weddings where I don't even know the lady.
Yeah.
She comes around.
Yeah.
Tear. Dude.
Because she's hot.
What? Because it's hot outside?
Yeah.
Okay. Knockers. Why do they call them knockers?
Knock, knock, open up.
Oh, shit. Is it like, what are knockers or what? What? What's a knocker?
I know they're just like, knocking on the chest.
But it's an old term for something.
Tits. It's literally for a door knocker in Victorian England.
Because it has a thing. Oh, yeah, I know what it is. Like you open. It's not a ding dong, ding dong. It's a little. It's on the outside. You go. It's like a heavy metal thing. Yeah. You go, and you drop it. Goes,
no, I know that. But like, oh, how did that relate to tits?
Maybe they look like Brett. Like big.
Oh, they kind of do. It's a circle with a.
Yeah, yeah. And like if you ever look at like an old like 1806 like shopkeep worker woman that like made bread and first of all, motherfuckers used to make pies and put it out in the window. I mean, huh?
They still do.
Birds be like,
and then American pie, some dude saw that pie and was like,
I'm gonna fuck it.
Respectfully.
Yeah.
Peaches and cream.
Cream.
Did you guys ever? Did you guys ever try to fuck a pie or any kind of pastry after that movie?
No. I done looked at pastries differently though. No.
What about a vacuum cleaner?
I would pipe down a vacuum cleaner right now.
I've definitely put it in there. I don't think I turned it on though.
Yeah, I think I got afraid. But wasn't it American Pie where the brother puts his dick in the vacuum cleaner and that seemed like a good idea to?
I put mine in the Roomba.
Ooh.
You put crumbs leading up your leg.
What am I gonna say? What am I gonna say?
That was an invention, like a knocker on the door. Like, how did they get rid of those? Is somebody like, man, I don't want to install that shit. I gotta, and then they just knock themselves.
No, they invented doorbells.
Yeah, but what I'm confused about, maybe this is what you're alluding to. The knocker, use your fucking
that's
arm.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think if I was back then, it's crazy we're alive right now and motherfuckers in the medieval times aren't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, full, like crazy, but
and they didn't think they were gonna die. Like they were born and they were 17 years old and they were playing whatever the fuck. What did they do back then?
Swords,
throw dirt,
chainmail.
But I'm saying like for fun. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Fight in the street and drink wine when they're 11.
Dude, I saw a kid kicking a can down the street maybe like a month ago.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, swear.
In real life.
Yeah, I was like, good. That's entertainment. His phone is for sure dead.
Yeah,
but
and his dad is too.
But to my point,
hello.
The knocking
hello,
thing.
Hello, fresh.
Yeah, insert it. So the knocking thing. Yeah. Like you said, you're like, if I was back then, I'd be like, bro, I'm too Jewish. I'm not paying for this shit.
I'm not at all.
Watch this. I don't need to buy one. Use my.
This
fist.
Is my knocker.
Yeah.
I use my wife's tits as a knocker. Sick of it. But I don't understand. I don't understand. Maybe like people. No, I was gonna say maybe they have their hands full. But like, how do they? They have to do it.
It is so funny just to let somebody know you just make noises.
What do you mean?
You just go up to the door and you
go, I'm here.
Like,
it's so dumb. It's literally what Gigi lets me know when she wants to get out of her house.
What does she do?
She literally just scrapes her head. Like, it's like a prisoner. She goes brr, brr, with her.
She's
with
a prisoner of whore.
Huh? Yes.
Yeah.
You're right. Isn't it? It's so interesting.
You put a sex bill on top of her bed.
I did. I don't know where. Oh, it's underneath the bed. It's
put it underneath the bed?
Well, I moved it because my papa was coming. My dad came.
Did he sleep on it?
No, I just didn't want a sex pillow out when my dad is like sleeping in my bed. You know what I mean?
You sleeping in your bed?
Yeah.
What? Where'd you sleep?
On the couch.
You should have said the bed with him.
Hey, I woulda.
Making up for missed time.
Dude, you slept in the couch.
Just plowing my own dad?
Your own plate? Well, hold on.
Just meant like cuddling.
Oh, fuck a cuddle. Give me some ass. Sorry, go ahead.
You slept on the couch when your dad was visiting?
Yeah.
That's very nice of you. I don't know if I'd have the heart to do that.
What, are you going
to
put a 7-year-old man on the couch?
Yeah.
All right.
No, actually, I would definitely.
No, you definitely would. I mean, I have like a separate room, but it doesn't have like a full bed. Like I have a blow up mattress and then like the couch that's in the
Dude,
office
I slept
is
on
like
a
futon.
I slept on a blow up mattress in Miami a couple weeks ago. That shit hits.
Hits, dude.
Blow up mattresses are phenomenal.
They're phenomenal because the last time I slept on one was when my dad was visiting. Cause my dad was in the bed and my girl and me. We're sleeping, obviously, at my place, and we weren't going to sleep on the fucking couch because we both don't fit, so we had to have, like, a pretty big air mattress. Blew it up, and I was like, oh, this is going to be fine. Laid in that bitch. Slept incredible.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. Just molds to your body.
Why are mattresses just having... Why aren't they all just air? When are we going to invent tires that don't have air?
I think their run flats are kind of like that. Or I forget the reasoning why they
should just be bang, just like a lot of.
You'd think, but like if you burn out long enough, they would just slowly turn into like rectangles, like triangles.
Yeah, but if you burn out, you shouldn't have tires anyways. I'm serious, dude. You ever, is it those fucking 19-year-olds in a goddamn CVS park like that? Cool.
Yeah.
You ever seen when they fuck up? That's the funniest.
Oh, yeah. Dude, there was one.
Can we watch it on the show? on the show.
Somebody recently like burned out into like a high school track in an M4.
Good.
And then he rolls the window
up.
There's a church down the street, and there's burnout mark in front of it. Imagine, hey, let's go meet by the church.
You can't do that. You're definitely going to hell. Do you believe in hell? Heaven?
I believe in heaven, but not hell.
That is the most half full answer I've ever heard in my life, and I love it.
Yeah, why not?
Heaven's great. Hell's not real. So do you think you're going to heaven?
I hope.
I think you're going to heaven.
I hope so. I feel like, you know, I think about times where I did something wrong where one time I sprayed a super soaker into the outgoing mail. That was pretty fucked.
It's pretty fucked.
That's
yeah.
a contender for hell. But I will say my job has made people laugh.
Yeah.
So I'm cutting the line of somebody who works in HR. Your job is to narc on people.
Yeah.
Send Deborah to fucking bump.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm doing HR, I'd be the worst person. Someone
HR
walk in,
is a professional job.
Yeah.
Hey, don't say that. That's her whole job.
That's it.
Put your dick away, Timothy.
Can't do it. You're not even fired. Just put it away. Sick of it. That's what, I mean, a dick should be called a knocker, if anything. A dick looks like a knocker. What was I saying? Mail. How do you feel about getting old mail from people that used to live there? What do you do with it?
I put it in a corner, and then about a year later, trash.
Yep.
Now I've started caring less.
Yeah, I got.
What do you do?
I feel bad because sometimes they get like birthday cards and stuff, and I feel bad. But I do the same thing. I got about a 2 week period, and it lives on my counter, and I put it on the counter. And I go, I'm gonna bring this back to the mail, and I'm gonna put it on top of the mailboxes. Blah blah blah. But I never do that. It's 2 weeks, and the corner of my table is right next to the trash, and then I just go sloop.
It's just so funny how there's no like hard cutoff. It's like the second you move out, you think that their mail would stop going to you. Wrong. Hers are none of like it's none of like re, like it's nothing urgent like birthday cards.
Oh, it's urgent.
Oh,
they got IRS.
There's bills
shit.
Building up. Yeah, she's fucked credit wise, but like there's no like birthday cards.
The reason I'm bringing it up is literally on the corner of my table right now. I have one birthday card and like maybe three notices from the IRS. It's like first of all, pay your bills.
But yeah, this I don't think this lady is with us anymore because
O-D-I-E.
No, because there was a person before me.
Okay,
and then. The person before them was this lady.
Oh, what happened, you think?
Maybe the IRS got to her. I don't know.
Fuck, what happens?
I don't. Is the IRS real?
Isn't bankruptcy hilarious? You owe this. No, I don't.
Well,
then it just goes away?
The same thing when we found out that getting indicted, what's it called? Impeached?
Impeached. Yeah.
Impeached and bankrupt, there's so much more to the term of it.
Yeah.
You're bankrupt, but you're still loaded. 50 cent, hey, I'm bankrupt. Wait, what?
Yeah, that's what I don't want to get. So many rich people go, I'm bankrupt, but then you're not. But what I think it is I think your company's bankrupt, but you're not. That's why you set up a fucking...
Right, yeah. Because if somebody were to sue your...
Yep.
Yeah, I forget how that
works. Yeah, I don't forget.
What I'm saying. Like, a couple episodes ago, cough again. No, I think we're saying, like, we need to just start over from scratch. There's so many weird loopholes and caveats. It's like the amount of times we put Flex Seal over a leak and just gone on as America and be like, whole fix.
IRS, you send me a bill and you go, this is what you owe. And then I go, cool. And then I write you a check. Stop it.
Taxes.
I honestly, bro, what the frick? This is what I want, and maybe I already said this, and I'll say it again, and I don't give a heck. I'll pay. I'm all for taxes. I really am. I really do
guy
think it's a
good— Guy evading taxes, for sure.
For sure. All my money's in Bermuda. But Bahamas. Puerto Rico. But just show me what I'm doing.
Something.
Show me that I helped.
Do you do that joke about what tax
to
pay for? You do it?
It's in the new part that I'm trying to work on about the hooker in where we go? Amsterdam.
Oh, you have a bit on that?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah. What was I say? But I just want to know. I just want to know. And here's the thing. Let me ask you this.
Yeah, it should be like, send me a certificate. You know how they're like, hey, you know, you can buy like a star, not real, but you can be like, oh, you own, and then the coordinates? Mm-hmm. Send me that. I'm dumb. You own a park bench in Vermont. Oh.
You're right.
Saying.
How do you get one of those benches?
You have to die.
No.
Well, somebody has to.
Oh, really?
Well, it's usually like in memoriam of Seymour.
Oh, you're right. It is always. But what about like, hey, Michael Blossom's pretty cool bench.
You can do that.
But can't, I'm asking.
Who
can
do you call for that?
The comptroller. I just found out who this guy is. I don't know what he does. I looked it up and now I forget.
What is it?
He's part of the government.
Goddamn.
Guys, stand-up comedy. I'm doing jokes. I'll tell you where. February 29th, I'll be in Milwaukee. Go get tickets. March 1st to the 2nd, I'll be in Chicago. I think all those shows are sold out, but if they're not, go get tickets. There might be a few left. Guys, March 8th, New York City. What'd I say? March 8th, New York City, Palladium. Go get freaking tickets, New York City. March 9th, I'll be in Atlanta. First show sold out. We added a second one. Go get tickets. March 10th, I'll be in Charleston, South Carolina. I am so freaking pumped to play this. This theater's gonna be great. So go get tickets. March 15th to 16th, Cleveland. I think two out of the three already sold it, but go get tickets. And March 29th, I'll be in Portland. We added a show. March 30th, Seattle. We added a show. March 31st, all sold out. Vancouver, I love you. And more dates on my freaking calendar. BlockComedy.com. That is BlockComedy.com. I love you.
Vegas tonight, sold out. Coming on to the tour in May. We're really firing things off. We just added San Francisco, May 17th through May 19th. Salt Lake City, May 30th to June 1st. Miami, 305, BBLs. I said BBLs got horny. June 21st through June 23rd. Miami, Florida. Sacramento, June 28th, June 30th. Portland, Oregon, July 25th, July 27th. Lexington, Kentucky. I'll just fire off the names. Lexington, Kentucky, Nashville, Tennessee, Tempe, Arizona, Tampa, Florida. That's all my tour dates from May through September. We're building it up, and then we're going to do a bigger tour. But come see me fucking get this new hour fucking sexy and tight like my asshole. Got my ass eaten again. TrevorWallaceComedy.com.
Goddamn.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Come try new Skyline Dip Cholitos at your neighborhood Skyline today. A warm, soft tortilla filled with their amazing chili and cheese with an extra layer of cream cheese and crunchy Fritos corn chips at participating Skyline restaurants for a limited time.
Goddamn.
I don't know. The government is massive.
The government is too many people. Dude, my brother used to work for the government. He tells me they just bleed money for absolutely no reason.
They're the top dogs. What do they care? Dude, they're playing with house money.
Bro, my brother told...
Hush money company diva, you better come over here, give me a fashion of mama's hat.
It's just so funny in the meet and greet. These two so nice fans of the show. They took out a voice memo and asked me to do
Hush.
And they're like, can you please do it?
That's so funny. Because
they try to do it. They're like, I don't think we can do it. Can you just please do it? And we want to carry around so we can practice.
Dude, like, okay. You check your Apple like ringtone alerts are selling for 99 cents. You of all people are fucking cease and desist. Take it down.
Pissed.
You were going to say something before. You're like, let me ask you something. Taxes. Money.
Taxes,
where's it go?
Money. Where's it go?
Right before I said buy a SAR.
Controller.
Your brother works at government. Waste. Buck!
Thank you. My brother works at the government. This motherfucker told me that there's not a lot of people that still use Zoom, but his company, I think it's like $600,000 a year to keep the Zoom account going. And not everybody, like Zoom is not, in his estimation, the Zoom is not the best one, but they do it just because there's certain clients that prefer Zoom. So they're just throwing all of that money down the drain to fucking
Zoom. Why is Zoom so expensive?
Dude,
any enterprise thing, that's the key. If you wanna make real bags, do enterprise software that like the government or a big corporation will use. It's fucking bags. It's insane.
So how do we do that? What do we do? Relax.
This could be an enterprise cum podcast. You know, like if Microsoft
enterprise
wants to
like the car rental.
Yeah, we could do that too. Get Stiff Socks in every car rental.
Let's just
all car rental names are horrendous. Alamo.
Alamo, you should have died there. What the fuck?
Alamo's I get that horrendous. Reference.
Thank God. I literally said it and looked right at Gabe.
But the second you land and then there's just five rental places, you're all the same in my eyes. What is happening there? It was like, you got to go with Hertz. You got to go with Alamo.
What I don't like is when I get there and then my rental car company is a company I've never heard of. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Or
what
like,
is this going to be?
Well, it's never the car you wanted. You're like, hey, let me just get a Chevy Malibu. And the guy's like, we see you had Chevy Malibu. what if we gave you a truck with way less gas mileage and for an extra $50 a day?
Yeah. And they're like, it's only three wheels. You're like, how am I going to drive this thing? No, I hear you. It is. You're right, dude. It's never the car you signed up for.
It's never the car you wanted.
They don't give you a contract like, hey, we're going to give you a Ford
Focus. It's like in and around. Yep. You'll get this.
They go, you have the economy one.
It's like when you go to the Las Vegas Strip and they hand out these cards of hot chicks and you're like, is it going to be this chick? And they're like,
No, she died 11 years ago.
They were friends. What was I going to say? Why does every time you check in at a hotel at night, the system is down?
Bitch! Just have me in Dayton and
Clark. It's always down. It's always down. Sorry, sir. The systems are down. What do you mean? What do you mean?
Unplug it and plug it back in.
Not even that. You have one job as a computer.
Yeah.
They're using like some Dell monitor. Yeah, the system is just down. What? For what?
First of all,
this system is on a smoke break.
Explain to me what the system is.
The only thing that's down is a fucking algorithm. What the hell's going on?
You know what's so funny to me? They do always blame the system. They go, if you need something, I'm so sorry. The system is compiled in a way where I can't do that. Okay, fix it.
The only system that's allowed to be down is the system of the down. That's a band.
I know white people.
But yeah, that happened to me when I was in Texas. I'm checking in at one. There's two people working. Yeah. First of all, too many people at a reception. It's like 2 a.m. She goes, I can help you out over here. I give her the card. I'm so sorry. It's down right now. It takes like 5 minutes. And then she goes, you know what? Why don't you just hop over to her desk? And then it's her desk is also down. It's the same system.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yep. Dude, I got to fucking Dayton. This guy was very nice. I don't mean to be mean, but he was so nice because I'm so sorry. I'm having trouble logging in to the system. Stop it. Your password is 123 hot dog. I know it is.
But like, can we figure out a way where it's like, hey, if these are down, what's your Venmo? I will Venmo you for the price of the room and then we'll go from there.
This is what pissed me off. If the system's down, let me go up to a room.
For free.
For free? Not even free. Just give me a fucking room.
Dude, you
and
ever?
And then figure it out.
You know what blows my head?
I'm exhausted.
What blows my head off is...
A gun?
That does it. Gotcha.
That was better.
That was a pretty sad... <ba-doom-tsh>. That's how a guy on a cruise is going to end it. Dude, I can't believe you used to do cruise ships.
We were just
talking about this. John, my editor, shout out John, is going on a cruise this week. And I was
They're so fun.
I was like... If there's a comedy club, you have to watch for like 10 minutes. Just pop in because they can't do the material they want to do. So they're doing like shrimp cocktail. I don't know that a cock and a tail.
Can't do that. Can't say cock. No.
Shrimp cocktail. Like,
Bugs Bunny. Whoa, he was a Sorry. Cut it.
I don't want to cut it. That's
you can just bleep the last word. Isn't it funny? Gabe has control of our careers. Gabe has control of our careers.
That's what I was laughing at.
We need blackmail on Gabe. Say something about the underage kids in your basement.
Gabe saying no to cutting something is the funniest thing ever. Okay, so sorry. You were saying John, editor of cruise ship, doing stuff he doesn't want to do, the comic.
No, I was just saying.
You did cruise ships.
Yeah, crazy easy to do cruise ships. There was points in Stiff Socks where you'd be like, hey guys, not gonna have Wi-Fi for the next week.
Yeah.
Don't got any round of notes.
Literally, like a group text.
Now look at you. 6 sold out shows in Ohio.
What the fuck? What is dude?
Cruise ships to cruise in Ohio. Our system is down.
System is down. That's a white person band. Guys.
Oh, what I was gonna say.
Yes.
You ever check in, you go through all the rigmarole, that's a word you like to use, and then the key doesn't scan?
I'll kick it open. I wish that my leg, you know, you ever seen a cop show where they have that big bedroom? They go, wow, and they open a thing. I wish my leg could turn in one of those when my door doesn't open.
Dude, you know how they have a connecting door sometimes?
Yep.
Mine was just open. Did I say the story? Mine was open.
No.
Mine was open when I got to the room in Kentucky. I get those confused with Connecticut. It was open. But the door, there's two doors. Mine was open, but theirs was like locked. And I call the front desk. I'm like, and mine like wasn't locking. And I was like, hey, it's like not locking. And the guy's like, oh yeah, no, you're good because their door locks. And I go, right, but they can unlock and come in. And he's trying to explain it to me. He's like, no, you're good because theirs is locked. You can lock theirs. I go, no, I can't.
Listen, your brain system down. Fucking, you're not understanding.
No, literally, I'm like, are you in on this? Am I gonna get got? There's nothing more eerie than a hotel room at like 3 a.m. I'm like, just lock the fucking door, man.
Yeah, I always think that all my valuables are gonna be stolen.
And no, I think my fucking organs are gonna get stolen.
Dude, if
organs a place. How is it the place and a thing in your body?
Dude, what's open sesame? What does that mean?
What? Yeah.
Like open sesame. What's sesame? Sesame seeds? Open sesame.
What's your favorite type of bagel?
Everything. It's not even
Thank
close.
Thank God. I had an everything bagel, and then I bought another one.
I'm starving.
Dude, I found this place in the Valley that does gluten-free bagels. You can't even tell. They're better than regular bagels. Like, I'm hooked on them. I'm addicted to them. Dude, I load up weekly.
My girl is gluten-free. There's a bagel place right by my place. It's unbelievable, she says. So we should get some bagels together.
I love bagels. But
I love bagels. What the fuck? I can't remember. Do you like lox and bagels?
Love it.
Fuck.
Yeah.
God. Dude, mother fuck bitch. What's your favorite cream cheese?
Regular.
Okay. What about the ones with,
the honey one. Honey oat, honey wheat, honey.
Honey something. Yeah. I've had that before. Do you like cream cheese and chives?
Not a big chive guy, but with lox, I'll eat it.
Do you like whitefish salad?
No.
Never had it or you just don't like it?
It's not appealing.
But you've never had it?
I don't think so.
Ooh, I got to bring someone into the studio and give it. Really? Fuck it. Anyone
I don't
in this
like
room?
Cold, like potato salad-esque type.
It's not, but it goes on like a spread. It's not like, like lumpy, whatever. It's like a spread. Fuck. Anyone have white fish out in here?
Dude, lox is one of those things where you can just say like market price and you're like, what? Because
what
this dude's
that?
Been smoking hookah
what is
this, for a week.
Fucking NASDAQ? What is it?
There's a place in Santa Monica. I forget what it was called, but fuck them. It was like, I went.
What, fuck them is a great.
No, because it was too expensive. I want to unshot them out, you know? Yeah, okay. But it was, I was going to like an Easter thing or something. And back in the, she was like, oh, can you go get lox? I'll go get we're meeting for a thing. Yep. And I had cash on me, so I brought like $40 there. Bro, for like lox for like four people, it was legit like $90. I'm like, what the hell? Are they fucking in the Traeger themselves being like, no, we're good.
Hold on, for real?
It was
That's fucking crazy.
To be honest, market price. Market price is literally.
Market price
should be illegal.
Yeah, there's
sort of we're just riffing back here.
The two things I would love to look up, Gabriel, if you have a second. What does open sesame mean? And two, how do they set market price? Is it like literally a seafood market? They go there and then they get it and then the seafood market sets the price?
Yes.
But also, is it set because there's like, if there's not a lot of fishes, then they raise the fucking rent of a goddamn fish?
Yeah, it's like fucking Bitcoin.
That's what
it's
I mean.
Up and it's down.
Dude, you should teach a class.
I do. But that is so, and it's really just their way to be like, do you think
it's gotta be that though? It's gotta be like when all the fishermen go, they bring back salmon, and usually that's 8,000 pounds of salmon. They only had 7,000 pounds.
But that's
pounds
on
of
them.
Salmon.
Why do they catch more?
Yeah, you're not good at. Oh, so what? So
since
what,
the ocean's
I'm,
down?
Yeah, so I'm bad.
Ocean's
at
11. Where's the other 12?
Where? Where'd they go? Open sesame, door knockers. Now same things we talked about.
But do you think any part of market price is them looking at you, be like, bro's got a Versace shirt on? Crank it up.
100%.
You think?
No, but that's funny.
It's got to be though. You guys have been to Seattle, right? You seen the fish market?
Yeah, they throw fish, stop throwing it.
Yeah, they look like they can just tell you fucking whatever.
Dude, that fucking lyric in Colt 45 by Afro Man, you know the fish market line? You guys know it?
No.
I walked past the fish market, said, good morning, ladies. It was like about a blind man. Picture the visual. I don't think you guys get it. Picture a blind man walking past a fish market and saying, good morning, ladies.
But who is he just talking to? Oh, pussy.
Yes. Dude, it's literally, can we like play that intro of it? He's telling the story and he goes, there's this blind man, right? There's a blind man, right? Walking down past a fish market and he goes, good morning, ladies.
I mean, honestly, it's very funny. I didn't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, play it.
It was this blind man, right? He was feeling his way down the street with this stick, right?
Yeah.
Hey, he walked past this fish market, you know what I'm saying?
Fish market.
He stopped, he took a deep breath, he said, woo! Good morning, ladies.
Just the thought of a blind man being alone in front of a fish market going, ladies, is so funny. What, are you gonna let him down?
Yeah, no, you have
to start throwing ass on that blind man.
I mean, if I was working the fish market, I'd just throw a fish at him.
Goddamn.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Goddamn.
What are you about to say?
How do blind guys know about like men and women?
Your hands aren't cut off. You know what a dick feels. You know what a tit feels like.
So you know what a vagina feels like?
They just go off feel.
Huh?
They just go off feel. Like, oh, yeah. I like the way this feels. They're
and
not
smell,
about looks.
Probably.
But they're not
they
about
go
looks.
Off connection.
They're not about what?
They're not about looks. Like, they don't
no,
know.
No, correct.
Like,
dude, Ray Charles felt women's wrists up and was like, hell yeah, hot wrist.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
I feel like you'd do that.
Probably. I like wrists and ankles. I don't know what's wrong with me, man. I don't know what happened. I swear to God. Everyone in my family is pretty normal. My dad's insane, but everyone else is pretty normal. But you don't like ankles?
Never once looked at an ankle. What I look if she has an ankle monitor, but no.
True?
Yeah.
Anyone else like ankles and wrists?
I see the appeal.
Yeah, oh, okay. I think wrists. Ankles, I'm not really. You're down there a lot more than I am. You know
facts.
What I mean? Like,
facts.
You're
yeah,
noticing,
yeah, yeah.
Appreciating a lot more.
Yeah, but, like, you've ever seen, like, a woman in just, like, high heels and their fucking ankles look hot? Like, nothing?
You know what I like? Is if the wrist got, like, a little bit of gold jewelry on it, look,
yeah,
that
yeah.
is dainty shit.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And it kind of, like, slides
around. Yeah, it slides
around.
Just a plain wrist is, you know, it's like a scoop of ice cream, but it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Add a little bit of a hot fudge. Bro,
Cherry
hot
Garcia.
Fudge goes, fuck that.
Okay.
Hot fudge goes crazy.
Hot fudge is insane. You ever have hot, I mean, the answer is yes. Hot fudge and hot caramel? Bitch, I'm a caramel boy.
Sorry, what?
It's fucking caramel and I'm so sick
hot
of this.
Hot caramel.
It's
what's
caramel.
The difference between caramel
we
and caramel?
We already figured this out.
Who? Who's we?
We collectively on the podcast.
We can do it again if you want, but it's caramel. Like, we had the person say it.
I think if it's on a sundae, it's a caramel. But if it's in a chocolate, as like a sweet caramel.
Okay. I think you're, no.
What are they called? At C's, what do they sell?
Caramellos?
Truffles?
Truffles are great.
Is that a truffle?
No, truffles
what are they called?
A mushroom.
Yeah.
No.
Yes?
Yeah.
Truffles are mushroom that you put on.
What are C's called? What do they sell?
C's. Candy?
It's not chocolate? Candies, but they're really called truffles, I think.
Oh, I think you might be right.
Yeah.
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah, I think C's, they're
candy
truffles. Like, that's the.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah. No,
oh,
I think
yeah,
you're
chocolate
right.
Chocolate truffles, you're totally right.
Dude, there's no way C's is pulling him back.
No.
During the holidays,
no,
yes.
No, I mean, Ocean's definitely. Maybe cut it.
No, honestly, yeah. I think they rack on. I think they're on that Mariah Carey shit. They rack on the holidays, and then in April, they're like, Easter
question? Michael Bublé?
The ladies.
Michael Bublé in August? He's in a fucking cage.
He's so loaded.
I mean, dumb loaded. What can we? Can you just tell me what market price is, please? I actually
it's
really
literally.
Don't know.
It's just there's no like. It's not like you know. There's some fish organization that's saying, hey, you know,
yeah. There's no like Dow
much.
Jones. It's just on the fisherman. But yeah, it's all I caught.
Yeah, it's like so. Like if you run a restaurant, you're buying shit for the kitchen, and
right.
you go down to your fish market, and today they're like, oh man, it's this much. Then you're upping the price by that.
Do you think how they never do that for like weed? They use not that like weed. You could, honestly. If you had, like, a dealer, you could be like, hey, man, you know, I got, this is all my guy from so-and-so had, market price.
Yeah.
Well, isn't everything essentially on market price because of inflation? So everything is based on market in some capacity. So if inflation goes up, then fucking then the burger goes up. So it's all, it's just not labeled. Like, it's just, market price is stupid because it says MP and then you just have to fucking ask.
I wonder if they do that so they can just, like, also fuck with price. Like, if, we remember the story where I got absolutely railed in Dallas by.
A man?
Yeah. I saw it coming. At Carbone, years ago I went there with the last lady. And they put market price on a fish. And I'm like, it's a fish. Branzino, it can't be too bad. Yes. Did I ever tell you this?
I don't know, but I'm so nervous.
I mean, I like...
$50? For Branzino?
Everybody say their market price. What do you think?
Well, I just looked at the... I can't.
All right, Jack, go.
I don't even know what Branzino is.
The fish.
Dog, I'm telling you, you have a Liberty Bell brain. And it would have been funnier if I didn't stumble.
Exactly. Picture any fish and make a guess.
They got the eyes, right?
They have the eyes?
You cook it with the eyes.
You've been eating too many cheesesteaks. Have you gone back and redeemed it yet?
Oh, yeah.
No, not yet.
Did you get it? Oh, no, you gave it to your girl.
Yeah.
Market price Branzino at a restaurant.
Marlon? Oh. Marlon Branzino?
There we go.
Pretty good.
That's Marlon Brando.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got it.
Right. $180.
No.
No.
I swear on my life.
No.
$180.
Nope.
But and that's what fucked it up.
$180? I would have shot up the entire restaurant.
And in our heads, I should have just asked. I'd be like, yo, in and around, what is this market price?
But you can't, though.
But they have to know.
No. You can't. Like, oh, no. You can ask, and they do know, but it's so like.
Can't you just be like, yeah, I'm thinking about ordering this fish. It says market price. What is the market price?
Yes.
But
all the servers have a list every day.
You do, but like you feel, it feels, I mean, for lack of a better word, it feels cheap of you to ask.
Yeah.
So you don't ask.
But like in my head,
But you were with her for a while at that point, right? You feel comfortable asking? Because in the beginning, you can't ask.
Yeah, no, this was like the long relationship. But like in my head, it was more like, oh, let's get a fish. Let's get an appetizer. Let's get a salad.
Nope.
Maybe a chicken. Like, because I'm looking at the price of everything else. It's like, if chicken's $35, $40, you're like, oh, it's in and around there. $180.
No. I need you to show me the market.
I need you to show me the fish.
I need you to show me the fisherman so I can shoot him in the head. Sick of it.
But I just wonder, was every table getting $180? Or do they start at $150 and they're like, dude, these dumbasses are paying $150. Let's try $160. You can just keep upping it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Or they just say MP and then the manager goes, do whatever you want, but the minimum is $80. But any upcharge you get from MP, you keep.
I was pissed.
Fuck.
That hurts me to this day. That wasn't an easy credit card. I put a fucking W in there. That wasn't an easy credit card swipe for me. I was pissed.
Pissed.
Because you don't know until after you ate and you're like, you're full. You're like, oh, nice. Hell yeah. No, we don't need a to-go box. We're staying at a hotel. Give me the fucking to-go box. Give me the waiter.
Dude, give me another fish. One fish, $180?
You know what I think I did? I think I was like, wait, was this one or two fish?
100%.
I think I asked the guy.
Yeah.
$180 is crazy.
$180.
For a guy that goes.
And that's maximum what he does. He did this three times, got
one
eight.
One fish, bluefish, 100. No.
Fishes are stupid, yeah? And I just said fishes. I did it on purpose. No one yelled at me. Fishes are dumb. They look at a fucking hook and they go, hell yeah. But the funny thing is, their aunts and uncles Ben Dunn told them that if they see a net or a fish, don't do that.
Well, they can't speak to each other.
Think about mice. Fish talk? What is this? What is all this shit? You don't think they talk?
There's got to be some. I think they can send.
Whales do. I don't think just Dude, a you guys general know
the
loudest.
The other day I typed in, what's the loudest noise in the world? The loudest noise in the world, decibel-wise, is a sperm whale.
Yeah, because they be coming.
Yeah. But isn't that funny? Like, that's that lets you know that life is a joke. The loudest thing in the world, not a NASA rocket, nope, a sperm whale.
Bro, it's almost twice as loud as a jet engine.
How hard is this guy coming? I'll be at the Carnival Cruise all week. Dude.
Yeah, I mean, that's very, very, very loud. But here's the thing. Thank God it's underneath the water.
Bro, imagine, you're right, but imagine being a fish and that motherfucker swinging up. You're like, dude, I'm so hungry, whatever. Please don't do it.
Oh, yeah, it's literally every single time that we're doing this podcast and some stupid idiot on a motorcycle goes by. Stupid sperm whale idiot. Shut up.
Yeah.
Speaking of dumb food, market price, I think we should, you guys should watch this video and react.
Oh, I sent this over. It's the most infuriating video I've ever seen. And and sometimes I see these and I'm like, are they doing this just to piss off the internet? I think the answer is yes, but also she takes a bite at the end, so maybe not.
Let's see.
But I want a fucking food? Funnel I'm of chili. Starving. I want to beer bong some chili right
I'm
now.
I'm fucking starving.
Can't see anything.
No.
It's in my family. You know what's funny is when electronics don't work and you hit it. You go,
sometimes it worked though. All right, well, that's...
This is my favorite thing to make for game day.
Is this sex ed?
Start with placing hot dogs into your uncooked cannoli
noodles. Do it slower.
And put them in a 13 by 9.
13.
Now I use some string cheese.
If string cheese is in your recipe, you should be in jail.
Between each
people in prison are gagging.
Grab your favorite chili.
This is awesome.
And top
you're
the
in?
Whole thing.
No, are you... Dude, this is literally
cover
a pandemic
one cup
meal.
Of water. This will serve to
This
cook
is like a
noodles.
Pandemic cookout right here.
Now I'm out.
With mustard.
Ew.
Water, mustard.
Diced onion.
I'm in.
You make this in a dishwasher.
And ketchup.
Oh, dude, this is going to be so good.
You're fucking lying.
No, you can't. You think this is going to be, what is this?
With cheddar cheese.
Great. I'm so in on this.
Cheese, mustard, water.
Yeah. You eat this and you just become a service employee.
Look at this.
When it's done, pull it out.
This is when you work at a toll booth. This is what you eat.
Green onions on top.
Look at this bite, though.
Grab yourself a slice.
No, fuck no.
Take a bite.
No,
enjoy.
You guys are crazy.
This is so easy and so good.
No, you that's fucking, dude. That's a lot lizard enchiladas right there.
the hot dog little peeking out when she cuts.
You guys
is
are
so gross.
The cut, no, the reveal. You guys are there was no like cheesy on that. Like that would have been better so if you put like rice in it, maybe, or nope. Like or like a base. But just a rogue hot dog and then one rogue noodle. They're not doing anything together.
I'm in.
You're in.
I'm like very in. I think this is gonna be crazy tasty. I'm if I
was spending multiple nights under an overpass and somebody brought me this, I'd be like, fuck yeah.
This is great. I'm fucking in on this. I'm in on this.
There, no.
Yes.
Why?
Because honestly, all the ingredients, every single one I like, but
you like Skyline Chili?
He was fine.
Did you eat there in Ohio?
I did not know.
Really?
I don't do anything on the road. I go to my hotel and I order DoorDash. And then eat. And then I go to sleep, wake up, go to the gym, write, do the shows, come back at 4 in the morning. Dog, I got back to the Dayton Hotel too late. No, nothing's open. Nothing. So I had to eat what was in the fucking lobby.
Yeah, I've done plenty of those.
Dog,
meals.
Do you want, I'll tell you what my dinner was.
You spend like $38 doing it.
Dude, it was a bag of barbecue chips.
Market price?
Hopefully. A soft chocolate chip cookie.
Not bad.
And, I mean, this is dinner, dude. This is already horrendous. And then I got pad thai, microwavable pad thai noodles.
Ugh.
And that's what I had.
Honestly, not. It's
sure.
If you ate that at your house, seek help, betterhelp.com.
Yeah.
Promo code God.
Yeah.
But does somebody have that? On the road, that makes sense. I've had that meal before. There was some hotel that was like connected to the airport, and they're like, "Oh, we don't have any food, but this is how you get to the terminals, and there's vending machines there." I legit spent like $28 getting garden salsa chips, a water. I think I got like a something gluten free, like a muffin, and then an iced coffee for the morning. And you had to swipe the card every single fucking time. I got like pop chips, nothing of nutrient value. I'm not adding any protein.
Zero. It's just to sort of fill you up, but then you feel like shit in the morning. It's like, because all you're doing is just like sugar and sodium, and then you're going to sleep.
Yeah.
It's horrendous. You have to take like half a melatonin to sort of go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Do you take melatonin?
Not anymore. I was doing it for a little. My dreams were crazy.
What was the milligram you were taking? Do you remember?
Three or five.
Okay. I take half of a three, and it makes me tired. Yeah. My girl was making fun of me mercilessly because I was taking half and I was like, well, it's kicking in. She's like, oh, you baby Drake. Kicking it? Like literally making fun of me. Yeah. She's like, I used to take like 2 tens. And I'm like, well, then you're a drug addict. 2 tens is too many.
Yeah. Dude, it would
get. Or 2 fives. I don't know. Something like that. 2 of the pill, whatever.
Recently, I was taking it just to try to, because I was getting really bad sleep. And my dreams were like haunting. Like I would wake up in prison like 5 times in a row. One time I woke up in prison in my dream and my bunkmate was smoking crack. And I said, how did you get that? And he goes, don't ask questions you don't want the answer to. First of all, if you can get crack in prison, you can get McDonald's in prison. What are we doing here?
100%.
You're spending all your money on crack? Is it good? Let me try. Is that why I ran here?
I mean, crack's got to be great.
I've actually never tried it. I hear it's phenomenal.
It's got to be
10K.
Phenomenal.
Goddamn.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Goddamn.
Yeah, it just gives me weird dreams. And then I wake up from those dreams. I'm like, ha, ha. So it does reverse effect of giving me more sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wake up like feeling like restless and weird.
Dude, literally.
Magnesium works.
Magnesium's good.
I've been taking that lately.
Magnesium?
Yeah, it helps you sleep, apparently.
Isn't that a fucking X-Man? Hold on, I'm hard. Magneto, I'm bombing.
Leave it in.
You can leave it in. I don't mind at all. What was I going to say? What does magnesium do? Just make it. Magnesium in my head is warm milk.
Kind of.
Shut up.
I don't know. It's like rest your organs.
Huh?
I don't think.
Is it a pill? Or are you going?
Andrew Huberman was talking about it.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's where I.
There's a bunch of, say anything.
There's a bunch of shit you can take.
He could literally say anything and I would be on board. He's like, all you have to do to live longer is kill a cheetah in the Sahara. I'd be like, well, I got to get a ticket.
I need one other person to validate me and I'm in.
No, none.
Really?
He can say one thing. I'm like, cool.
But like, I've been hearing a lot about him. Obviously, he's massive and very successful. And his like sleep regimen. I was like, oh, man, I'll try that. And somebody else was like, dude, I just listened to this thing. It's from Andrew. I'm like, oh, I'm fucking in. You're doing it. I'm doing it. All right, we're doing it. Magnesium and thionine or something. I don't know. But been taking those.
Yeah. I some nights, dude, I crush a sleep. Sleep ain't shit. I crush it. And then other nights, I'll be waking up at 3:15 in the morning and I get on my phone like an idiot until like 5.
Yeah.
I'm watching fucking Netflix, goddamn docuseries on tennis. I'm like, what am I doing? My eyes are a little bit like bleeding. Then I sort of go to sleep. Then I wake up at 7.
Are you wearing Brazzers socks?
I am, yeah.
Those are the most fun socks you've ever wore.
There's no way.
Dude, you have tits on your socks.
I have socks that have like mellow yellow on them. I have socks that have Oreos on them. I have socks with Gigi and her hot.
When you're doing intercourse, socks on or off?
Off. Immediately.
Sometimes they're on.
You fuck with socks on?
Sometimes.
Sir.
They need protection. Yo, socks. Oh, bro.
Are my condoms.
Who am I talking to about this?
Sick of it.
Hold
on, but you look for real?
What?
Do you forget to take them off?
Sometimes you're so in the, you just get the pants off, you're in the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, it's just funny to take your socks off when you're bricked up.
No, I know, dude.
Because pants you can kind of like shimmy off, but like you got to bend down for that. Then you're in a vulnerable position.
When you bend down, there's nothing less hot than when you're trying to get your clothes off and you bend down to get your jeans off and you're like hopping and trying, like I feel like an idiot. Like just, my jeans should know that I'm fitting to fuck and they should just disintegrate. You know what I mean? Like taking off clothes, but taking off a shirt is hot. Cause you can do a shirt hot.
One motion.
Yeah. But jeans, you gotta undo the thing and then take them down and you have to take them, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's a whole thing. Mm-hmm. And then socks are even worse. But you gotta take it off.
Socks you can kind of like fling off, you do it right, kind of here, then you
Yeah. Dude, sometimes taking are you when you're getting in the sex?
Whoa.
Yeah. Do you help the lady take clothes off, or do you just like, you do you, I'll do me, and we'll meet in the middle?
Kind of depends.
Depends, yeah.
Sometimes you're getting into it.
I like taking off clothes. Like the women's clothes, it's fun. Yeah.
Take that off.
Oh, I don't do, well, sometimes I do. Fuck. God.
See, sometimes they'd be throwing a curveball with a different bra. They'd be hitting the same bra every single time, and then all of a sudden it's got a front undo. And you're like, great, now you can witness me do this?
Hold on,
you can witness these nimble fingers?
I don't know how to do the bra. Never have, never will. Don't know how.
Well, so what do you take it off?
Yeah. I leave it on, and then eventually they take it off. Or they just take it off.
I never wanted to learn?
No, I don't care. I'm 68 years old. I don't give a fuck. It's over. But I like fucking with like that with the woman's like I fucked this morning and I left the spaghetti. I don't know how to say it, man. What's a t-shirt with a spaghetti strap? It looks like
spaghetti top.
Spaghetti top. I don't think it's
spaghetti tube top.
Dude. Spaghetti strap.
Spaghetti strap top. I don't know.
Spaghetti strap.
Spaghetti strap top.
Yeah.
Looks like a t-shirt.
I think you can lose the top part.
Yeah. Spaghetti strap?
Yeah.
But no, but it's spaghetti straps could be a dress. It's just literally just a spaghetti strap.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's more than that. It's just, it doesn't fucking matter. I left it on. It's so hot. I like leaving the top on. Not like an oversized, like not like a North Face jacket, although, but I like to fuck with, man.
Didn't one time.
Yes. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say there was a t-shirt of like my merch on it.
Yep. I came all over it. I came fast.
Did you?
No, I'm fucking around.
You gotta get a t-shirt with a mirror on it.
Oh, you know what's, you know what's so fucking funny? There's a lady in the front row at the Columbus show. Columbus? Yeah. And she I was like fucking around the crowd a little bit, and she like she had your merch on.
Oh, really?
And she goes, awesome. "Look," she goes, "Look, look, I got Trevor's merch on," and she said it loud enough for everyone here. I go, "Cool, get the fuck out."
No, you get free tickets for life. No, good.
She was like literally her and her friend. Oh, that was a Haas ladies.
House.
Yeah, Haas.
Ha.
Yeah, and she wrote us like Stiff Socks as a podcast. She wrote like a really nice letter to us. I forgot to bring it in, but it's really sweet.
Amazing. We'll read it on the next episode.
P.S. You know who's fucks?
What?
You know who fucks?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Ooh.
Also, you ever heard of this little thing called Misconnections?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they still do that?
I don't know.
Modern day? There's no way people still go on Misconnections and be like, to the lady I saw out front of the Quiznos with one eye.
They do. We talked about it like a couple episodes ago. They fucking do.
Still? You'd be surprised.
Still?
Yeah. I pulled some up.
I'm going to start leaving these, see if they work.
I do think that this might be the solution for you, finding love, you know?
Have you ever seen someone in the wild and then wanted to be like, oh, when was the last time you saw someone in a while and was like, oh, I fucked up, I didn't talk to her?
All the time. But the problem is they have to also think that.
Correct.
Dude, the amount of people they get left on fucking unseen on Misconnections. Hey, to the hot lady I saw at the dog park. She ain't fucking looking at that shit.
I think half of these are probably just like a random, just like a...
These are just journal entries.
Well, they're journal entries, but I think it's just a random shot in the dark. Like, oh, the person that I saw at the grocery store. In hopes that someone at the grocery store saw him.
How many people, let's say I'm at the grocery store. I see two women.
Yeah.
You know what? No, it's one woman, one dude. I see gorgeous women. And I write, to the person I saw, you are stunning. I was wearing this. And then what if the dude hits me? I'd be like, yo, are you talking about me?
Maybe.
No, you have to, you leave a little hint. You say like, if it was you, tell me what tattoo you had on your shoulder.
What so the it's like fuck?
A, so it's like, this is like a treasure map for pussy.
Yeah. 100%.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's too like.
Can I ask you this?
But it is kind of fun.
Speaking of grocery stores, so if you saw a lady at the grocery store that you were very attracted to, right? Yeah. She had a bubbly personality. She was just right up your alley in terms of looks. What could she put in her cart that would make you be like, no?
No. Probably cold beans.
You're out on just if she put a can of beans in her thing? I would be out if she put 100 cans of beans in there. It's like, what the fuck is happening?
Let me think of some.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I think maybe just a lot of one thing. If she just put like 68 things of cat litter in there, what's happening?
That's my shoddy.
No, it's not. If she put like 60 of them
I'm trying
there,
to think just like what. What's like something fucking?
It's just like it's three boxes of hamburger helper and a handle of fucking vodka.
A handle of vodka in anything is too much.
Yeah, I think if she got a giant carton of cheese, a handle of vodka, and then like fish food, I'm out.
Yeah, I think if she asked for a piece of salmon and then said no, I don't need the paper, and then put the sandwich straight in her cart, and then got a handle of Jack Daniels and some condoms,
handle
like,
vodka,
yo,
and Raisin Bran. I'm like, pick a lane.
Yeah, and then she and
are
you
we
go,
relapsing
don't
or
you want the
it?
Milk? And she goes, no, I used the vodka for milk.
Yeah, I think one individual item though.
I think maybe she picked up someone's baby that's not hers and put it in the cart.
Good.
And started running.
I'm in. She likes adventures.
Yeah.
What's one item? She has an empty cart and you look over and you're like, that's what
if she shit about? In the cart.
At least she's taking care of it. She
that's true. Have. Okay. One. All right. This is a real answer. Like one item.
Might be blue cheese. Just blue cheese
just
in a cart.
Out though on blue cheese?
Yeah. Because then I'm like, imagine making out blue cheese mouth.
You know what? You know what I'd be out on? If she put a jumbo-sized Vagisil in her cart.
Oh, okay, well, yeah, I was going off like, yeah, okay.
I think it's like, for me, it's like, what's the shit? The hot sauce that every diner has? Tabasco.
Tabasco. Okay,
the watery one?
That's a pretty good one. What's like, all right, I'm being stupid. What's a real one that I'd be like, yo, like a red flag one, you know what I mean? Let's
condoms.
See.
Who's your man?
Oh, how about this? Magnum condoms. Huh?
They sell those.
No, they don't. It's a hoax.
Dude, they're out there.
No, they're not. They don't fit. Tell me they don't fit.
Let's try it next episode.
They don't. I know that they don't fit. I have attempted. I've went into You went into one? Yeah, I went into there was the fucking maitre d'. I had a kid on open table. I went into the bodega and they only had Magnums left. So I was like, all right, well, it's either
You guys got zip ties too?
I literally, please. So zip ties are so funny.
It's just,
get handcuffed.
It's crazy to think. It is funny to think that, like, the one thing men have to offer, you can hide. Our penis is hidden at all times. But if you see, you walk past a nice lady on the street, you can kind of tell, like, she racked up. She got an ass.
Knockers.
Not that I look, but you can kind of tell. But, like, what a shitty surprise that men give off.
I know, it sucks.
It's like you go through all this rigmarole, second time I've used that this episode, and you pull the pants down, and bro's hitchhiking. Small cock.
100%.
You ever pull?
It's like a white airhead.
Yes.
That's what dudes' cocks are to women, white airheads.
Yeah. You put gray sweatpants on, look in the mirror, and go, where is it?
Honestly, I'm going to be, this is full honesty, and I will tell this to the day I die that I do not have a big dick. Every time I do put on sweatpants, because I usually wear like gray or black sweatpants on the plane. Sometimes I be going to the bathroom on the plane.
You wearing gray sweatpants on the plane?
I be wearing gray sweatpants. But my point is, sometimes I be going pee on the plane, and I put my gray sweatpants on. I look in the mirror in the bathroom. I go, yo, this walk back is about to be luxurious for everyone looking. Because sometimes my dick be looking big.
Post-sex?
No.
Well, you'd be jerking off in airport bathrooms.
Yeah, but not even that. I'm just saying, like, sometimes my regular hog in gray sweatpants look pretty nice. And sometimes I don't. But, like, sometimes I'll be like, ooh-wee. I'll be looking, I go, ooh-wee.
It's all about the side angle, though.
Yes, sir.
Front angle, you're like, blending in.
Yeah. Yeah, but sometimes I get racked out.
Misconnections.
Goddamn.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Goddamn.
This one says, to the woman at the gas station on Lake in Washington in Pasadena, we were each putting gas in our cars, and I thought I saw you smile when you caught me smiling at you. Maybe I'm too old for you, or maybe not.
Here's how we know you're too old. You're posting on Craigslist.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you are below 33, you're not using this.
No.
I will say, though, it's written like a fucking, like a Sam I Am, you know what I mean? If I saw that you look and I looked that I look. It's too, like,
that LOL at the end, he's, LOL.
Yeah, 100%. He has duct tape on him at all times.
Speaking of scary, this next one says, you were working in my yard in Valley Village. I was the older guy in the den watching.
The den?
I think you knew what I was doing. I was hoping you'd come in and join me.
Jesus Christ.
Bro, these are all journal entries.
Bro, if you have a den, you jerk off the Civil War bayonets. You have a den. Think about someone who'd say, oh, meet me in the den. First of all, a den has brown carpet, and there's something weird amiss happening in a den.
But I love how he goes, I was the older guy. We know.
You said a den.
Working in the yard. What the hell was this? Like a lemonade stand?
I don't think so.
Hope
I don't.
Not.
But these are, but so how do you respond? You go, yo, I'm the lawn lady.
I don't, also he admitted that he was jerking off in the den, watching.
Dude, these are not
watching
good.
A young man do yard work.
Let's read some more of these.
Yeah. All right. This one, January 4th, 2024 Sixth. Flight, London, LA.
Bro, put his seat number.
Yeah, seat 50A. I guess this is a long shot, but you never know. You flew from London to LA, and so did I. You were seated in the last row, row 50A. I was sitting row 49B. You looked gorgeous
in the
with
middle.
Your blouse showing a sweet décolletage.
Décolletage, you know what that word means.
Yeah,
Riley Reed,
shout out. Reed. I hope we can connect this way since I would love to know you better. Cannot wait to hear from you soon.
Bro signs off with the initial like he's on some Bond shit. First of all, you are one row behind her.
Turn around.
But that's the modern day version when like a girl would be like on TikTok, oh my God, my barista Jamba Juice is so hot. Barista, what the, I'm fucking bombing. The employee at Jamba Juice is so hot. Find him. You found him.
Yeah.
He's there.
Get back in your Kia Soul and drive back to fucking Jamba Juice and say hello, you fucking right. idiot.
But like this,
why do I have to work at Google? Because you are too fucking.
But bro, it's literally hey, all right. So she is diagonal, and you're gonna now you're being like, okay, she's 15 B. You're writing those down to. This is what you gotta do. Hey, I'm gonna write a misconnection about you later, so you might as well get on board now.
Yeah, it's either you read his misconnection or you talk to me face to face.
I need
whatever happened to, hey, excuse me, I know this is kind of weird to talk in an airplane, but like, honestly, you're beautiful and I'd just love to get to know you more.
Bro, put his fucking flight number in there. BA 281. Also, if you're row 50.
Well, she's 49.
Right, but she.
I mean, she's 50.
But
sorry,
she wants 49. To be shooting up. She wants to bang the dudes in first class.
Well, he's 49.
Maybe business plus.
Well, he's 49.
Why didn't he lie?
Because, what do you mean? I think he thinks that she might have saw him. That's what this whole thing is. Like, if you're at a place and some
I'm going to just start posting these and see what hits.
Yeah, you could.
Be like, hey, to the gorgeous girl I saw at Home Depot.
That's what I mean. That's what I said earlier. Like, you can just shoot a big net and be like, oh, well.
Yo, to the bad bitch of the Grove. You know who I am.
Yeah, to the bad bitch in Los Angeles.
I'm going to do this in Miami and say, the girl with the BBL that couldn't stop looking at me. I have a yacht.
I have a yacht is literally a pickup line.
This one is horny.
This one says, tall, lanky handyman who came over to fix my couch.
Jack.
My couch.
Side hustle.
My couch broke down again and I need your
broke
help.
Down again.
What is it, a Ford Focus?
You had the right long tool, including an extra long leg. After you kicked back and tested the couch and put in the leg, everything worked well. I swallowed.
Wait, did
well,
they
you don't need a misconnection. You sucked his dick.
Yeah.
You have his tax rabbit.
There was no missing
number.
There. You connected.
Yeah. There's no, yeah, like you literally have his tax
dude,
rabbit.
Handyman's be fucking. I'm going to do it.
Go.
We need something fixed?
Chimricot. Okay.
Dude, that's so cool. Also, like, you have connection. Like,
that's yeah. Me. You already connected.
This is also a really bad metaphor. They're trying to do like a sexual entendre thing. It doesn't make any sense.
You already got the nut.
Yeah. All right, let's do one more of these. Yoga pant girl that sat
this
next to
so
me
horny,
at the
can't
park.
Even finish a sentence.
I was reading in the park where the people bring their dogs and you sat down next to me. You were with your friend though, so I didn't feel like opening a conversation with a group. I could tell you wanted to chat though.
This guy hasn't left his house since the housing crisis. This guy literally reads comic books backwards. This guy's not, I mean, what?
I think it should be illegal to go to a park alone.
it almost is. If you go to a park alone, dude, you know what should be illegal for real? And this happens a lot and I don't fucking like it. Is when I'm at the dog park, rack of fucking people with dogs, obviously. And then some random fucking idiot comes and starts looking at the dog park.
Kind of
hey,
therapeutic?
No, leave. No, dude, that's how you get your dog stolen.
Really?
Yeah, dude, people get
people
their fucking...
fucking
yeah.
heat dogs
yes.
in there?
Yes, because, dude, you're fucking... I mean, I
you're
was going to say...
scouting?
Bro, scout, because dogs are expensive. Bro.
Not yours.
Not mine. Well, I
she
got...
She was.
Well, she was. But yeah, dogs are expensive. You can fucking steal a purebred whatever, blah, 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 but fill in the fucking blank, and then sell it for fucking $3,000.
Wow.
Can you imagine... I'm fucking on Instagram, and I look up, and Gigi's gone. Well, that won't ever happen, because you can't pick her up, because she's so fat. I beat
actually,
everyone to it.
You've had a lollipop there this whole time.
Yeah, and as soon as this podcast's over, I'm going to pick up and put it right by my mouth. And I'm excited about it.
I can't believe when we went to the park in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
How many people were just out frolicking? People were doing that shit where they, like, balance on each other. What yeah. is that life? Is that are we missing out?
No. I don't think we are. I think those people, listen, man, if it brings you joy, fucking rock it out. What are those people doing when there's a rope from tree to tree and the goddamn thing? Oh, no, man. When, you know, from and they
slack
walk
line.
On it.
Slack line.
It's called a what?
Slack line.
Slack line?
Yeah. Say it.
What?
I don't know. You said
I just,
slack
I don't,
line.
I don't, what's happening?
You. What's funny is you have
get
to
get a fucking baseball mitt and a baseball and play fucking catch.
Well, the funny thing about slacklining is you have to do it in public. You can't do it in your apartment.
You know what's so funny is when you walk into an apartment and there's a goddamn pole. Not your apartment.
Stripper
sorry.
Pole?
Walk into, yeah.
You I've see that a lot?
Into, I've probably seen it 5 times. Where you walk in and there's literally a fucking pole.
I never trust those poles.
No.
I'm like, who installed this? You did?
No, the task driver dude got throated.
Also, if you're a task driver, that's the last thing you want to do is come and then read misconnects.
Oh, yeah, there's no way.
God, do you ever think a task has been written about any of us?
No. Not me, I don't think
maybe.
So.
Maybe.
Maybe, I don't know. But you know what's funny? Is our misconnections, they just, I mean, people just send DMs. They'd be like, oh, I saw you at the Starbucks. Right. My student would say hello.
But
blah, blah, blah,
I'm
blah.
Saying they have no idea your name. They have no idea you do comedy. Yeah, like, okay. You were just at a Starbucks. And it's like,
maybe.
To the boy holding his dog like a bottle of wine at the Starbucks, yeah. Yelling about the prices.
Yeah, I got a triple espresso, and he said, this is not enough coffee.
I wonder if anybody's ever left a misconnection and just talk shit. To the guy in line at Starbucks, you smell terrible. You're an idiot. You're dumb. You had a stupid order.
100%. I mean, 100%. That's, yeah, I mean, that exists.
Dude,
I want to, you know what I want to do? I want to meet people. I want to talk to people who met on Misconnection. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah. Love to talk to people. Like, how the fuck? Because, like, how, Gabe, can you look real quick, like, on Misconnections, bro? Like, how many are just today? Are there, like, recent ones?
Yeah, let's see. This is all of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
There are...
Like a lot?
30 posts so far today.
It's and it's only much. 3 o'clock. Yeah. But I don't know, man. 30 is a lot. 30 is more than I thought there was going to be.
Out of all of Los Angeles, yeah, LA is like 8 million people. I don't know.
But I mean, but I don't know. I think 30 is a lot.
I was surprised
me too. I thought it was
how many
two.
Of those 30 were posted from a public library?
93% of it.
Dude, if you Google anything on a public library, scan them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've already said it before, but if you walk to me and ask me what time it is, get away.
That was at Best Buy. I didn't say this. I think it was the reason. I was at Best Buy, and there's a computer, and a guy was Googling George Washington.
Can I ask you, when you're checking to see if the Wi-Fi is working, what do you, is there a website you always just type in to see if
Google.
The,
Google? Or I just type in a bunch of random shit.
What's yours?
Google.
What's yours?
Yeah, Google.
You're going to be Yahoo.
No, mine's fucking NBA.com. I don't know why.
Makes sense.
That's my, NBA.com.
That makes sense because like I feel like Google sometimes even works when it's not
yes,
even Wi-Fi.
Yes, because I feel like it's already preloaded.
Yeah. NBA is good. They still have games from 04.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. No, I don't think the NBA has
any. Joke whatever. Bombed. I was saying the internet didn't work since 04. And what so when you hit it, it was...
Did
Eisenhower.
Eisenhower. He's a president. Was Eisenhower the one that didn't have legs? Someone got tuberculosis and didn't have legs. None of that's right, but there's one president that got some disease and he
I think it was FDR.
If you have a disease named after you, pissed or happy? Luke Gehrig's.
My man's pissed because he has Luke Gehrig's. Pissed.
I guess I'd want it named. If I already have it, I'd want it named after
me. You know what I'd be pissed? If I was a scientist who discovered a disease, it was called like Hodgkin's Lymphoma, whatever, mm-hmm. and I named it, and then some other fucking famous person got it, and all of a sudden it's that disease.
Hollywood, baby.
No.
That is true.
No. I discovered this shit. I sat in my dad's basement looking at Petri dishes for 13 years.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
I would love to interview a scientist and be like, how much of this is really beakers and lab coats? Or is it just you riffing in the basement?
No, now it's fucking Huberman on a podcast. That's what a scientist is, yelling about COVID.
Well, this is a science podcast.
It is. Also, COVID happened. The pandemic. That wasn't fake. That was real. We stayed in our homes. Do you remember this? People were wiping down groceries.
Yeah. I was just talking to somebody about this yesterday, doing stand-up shows over Zoom.
Yes. Did you ever do those?
I did 2 or 3.
Wow, I did 0.
Really? Well, they were ones that were like, built in audiences.
What are we talking about? We did them together. I'm the dumbest man ever. Remember we did a college? You and I did them together. I hosted it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, those were great. Well, there was stand-up, and then there was Q&A on the colleges. The Q&As were great. But I'm telling you, stand-up. Chocolate Sundays, they're at the Laugh Factory. Yep. They did it, and I... did it like twice and there's like 100 people on the Zoom and you're like, it was good. It was weird. I didn't want to do it. And then you do it and you're like, dude, that was the most endorphins I felt in a minute. But then you're just in your house.
Were you holding your like a hairbrush?
I think so.
Shut up.
I had a mic. So I was holding it as like a prop.
Oh, just okay. It wasn't real. Plugged in though.
Just because it felt real. No.
Oh, okay.
But like.
That's hilarious.
I think I addressed it.
Yeah.
But afterwards, you have the same like offstage endorphins, not merely, but you have some
of course.
It. And you're like walking in the kitchen, you're like, so nobody's gonna fucking round of applause? Nobody's gonna suck me off after that Zero. Fucking closer?
Look at this dude. Yeah.
Sick funny to just do a set and then you're just in a room.
Well, that happens all of the time. You do a set, you have a great set, meet and greet, everything's great, and then you close the door and you're alone in an Airbnb. What
Sad.
The hell? And you're eating fucking barbecue chips in a fucking Hilton.
Could be on a cruise.
Honestly, true.
Incognito time to beat my Mito.
Let's do a sock talk about beating your Mito.
Never done it.
Daniel wrote in after last week's episode referring. We talked briefly about that tip of my penis subreddit where, like, when you can't find a porn and you can post it on Reddit and someone will find it for you.
That's great.
And he pointed out that there's this incredible post on there and said he wanted you guys to get your reaction on it. So this guy posts on tip of my penis and he says, the best body I have ever seen. Paint art inside.
Fuck.
Basically,
the
story goes, he saw this video. He can't find it again. He knows that in the video, it's a Caucasian girl with black hair. She's fully naked, but only wearing white socks.
Caucasian is hilarious.
Caucasian is too much. You say Caucasian.
It's too fancy for what it is.
Yeah, you say Caucasian when you're wearing like those white wigs and like voting on shit in like 1506. That it's
but
just,
the fact that I can look at you and be like, yo, you're Caucasian.
Crazy. Dude.
We don't deserve that.
100%. We barely deserve white. What I'm saying is, you know, on the, what do they call when you check Caucasian? Fucking, what are they called? Censuses? Census, whatever. First of all.
Celsius?
Those are so good. Caucasian's just insane.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyway, so he has all, this is all the stuff that he remembers about the video. And then he says, I also
script.
So he said, that, hopefully this helps. And he drew these Microsoft Paint images of the two scenes that he was trying to find.
Bro, this looks like some fucking kid made this on his iPad at Applebee's. This is why people have too much time.
I'm going to be honest. I'm into this. I can jerk off this.
Is that the Lana Rhodes video?
Bro, Jack knows this.
If I know this all the
dude,
time,
dude, if you
head,
know this,
crazy.
I'm
going to
fucking kill myself. What does it say? Hall, what on top of that?
Hallway. He's just saying that this was shot in front of a hallway. So now, spoiler alert, the freaks on Reddit were able to locate the video from those drawings.
Wow.
Where is
from
it?
Those drawings?
From those drawings.
It looked like a cat grew thumbs and did that.
We won't put this on the actual podcast, but I'll just show you guys. See.
Yeah, we will. Patreon.
Someone send me his link, though, for real.
Spank. What?
Video is no longer available.
Fuck!
What?
I'm pissed.
Go.
Megan Marie.
Click that video.
This one?
Yeah, click any video.
Click a link.
This is Trev's alley, bro.
Yeah.
So that's even crazier that this was just like an OnlyFans video. That his drawings were someone was able to find.
Yeah, do you have AirDrop on?
Who the hell's in the background?
This is just another average day in a Miami apartment.
All right, please cut this off.
That's
jerk off
in
Paquito Moss.
Crazy.
That's insane. So then you do one picture, and the internet just finds it. We should do one.
We should do it. I was just thinking
we should make one up, and then see what they find.
Yeah,
get the woman, Spider-Man costume, eating a bagel, on. You know what I mean? Something crazy.
But, like, this is no different than when they're doing, like, police sketches to, like, find somebody, 100%. And then they find it. The problem is when people are looking for a police sketch, they're not horny. If you give a horny man directions, they'll do it.
Yeah. Well, I guess. But when I'm horny, my brain's foggy.
Right. But let's say you're horned up.
Yeah.
And your girl is like, hey, we can do this, but I need you to get me a cotton candy grape that is dark blue right now. What are you doing?
If she says right now, I'm out. She says, please, I'll do it.
But, like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, think about the lengths you'll go, at least myself personally, if you see a hot chick and you're like, she got to be on Reddit. And you're like, no, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. I am the opposite. If there's any friction in the search, I'm out.
Really? But it's, like, rewarding to be like, yo, I know she got that OF link out there somewhere.
I know, but I don't want to break into the Pentagon, the pussy gun. You know?
Yeah, but it's not even, it's more rewarding when you get there. That's like my version of like, you know, like I guess edging because it's like there's buildup and there's suspense.
Maybe I'm just not good at it, like a good researcher. So
I'll
like,
come over one night.
Please.
All right.
So you just search and search and search for the OF link.
But you got to understand, I don't go on these searches often. It'll be like, I stumble across some like hot chick's Instagram and I'm like, what that link doing in your bio?
Word.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, you don't got tour dates.
Oh, interesting. That's a website that starts with an O that I've seen before. Huh. Yeah. If they're on there, maybe they're leaked somewhere else. Yeah. And then you type it in and then it's like, oh, you get a bite. You go to a website. Ah, they don't got it anymore. Then some guy comments like, oh, we have it over here. And then you click there. But then you're just like, you're locked in. And then you finally find it. You're like, alas.
Yeah.
The great white buffalo.
I think that that search does sound fun. But I think I just get too, the moment that I'm like, it's too, I'm out. My patience on that is like very, very thin. But I hear the reward and I understand like the journey
really?
To
you,
find
you
it.
You strike me as a guy who would want that too.
Nah, I definitely want the link for sure. Yeah, but the journey is something that doesn't appeal to me at all.
Build up the more like that way when you finally hit the town, the fap town, it's more rewarding.
The fap town's great, but the middle section where I have to become a coder, I don't fucking know. I'm not in the geek squad. Do you know what I mean? I don't. That
no,
part
but I'm not either. But like, that's when you feel like accomplished.
Yeah, but then I gotta read stuff. When I'm rock hard and horned up, I'm gonna get semen out. I don't want to work for Best Buy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but for me, I guess I'm not there fully. It's like, oh, we got one link. Oh, we got another link. And we're building up.
Oh.
We're charging up like a Halo gun.
Okay. That makes total sense.
Thank you.
No. Yeah. Makes sense.
I mean, you edge yourself to a toaster. I don't know what else.
I mean, dude, edging is so fire. I tried to edge myself today. Couldn't. I was like, I gotta get it out. Have to.
Anything crazy this morning? Any plugs? Any vibes?
There was a plug. In my butt. Not all the way. Not a butt plug. You guys are freaking out. I would have opened with that if that happened this morning. But just some fingers. I was in missionary and then some fingers. And I tried to edge myself, but I was like, this is happening right now.
It feels like when a dam is trying to hold up a bunch of water. And sometimes, yeah. Sometimes there's a crack in the dam.
And you're just like, this is, I can try to make this work, but I just, I'm already past it.
Yeah.
I can keep like doing four pumps and stopping.
But that's what's
four,
funny about like, the condom is in a condom, you finish in the condom, you got like 3 extra pumps.
Yeah.
Like she's going to remember that.
She's not.
It's not like there's a threshold where you hit where she's like, all right, you hit your fucking 48 pump maximum.
But sometimes you come and then can keep going.
I can't.
And
it's like I got shot.
Dude, that's one of my favorite things to do, to come and then like keep going. And then she comes, fuck. But I only have about a minute. Like my dick goes completely limp. Yeah.
All right, guys, Secret Stock Anonymous submission says, I had to stop mid-thrust during a recent one-night stand because we made direct eye contact and her eyes reminded me of my dad's.
You have a dad?
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious. Her eyes reminded
How
him
bright
of his
was it in
dad?
That room? Turn the lights off.
You're a big
Switch
lights
position.
Off guy. I like a light on. I like a sex light on.
I like mood light on. You know what the perfect light to fuck to is that Roku screen.
You're right.
That Roku purple.
Yeah.
Fuck!
Yeah. You know what I fucked you recently? The fire.
What?
The fire.
Oh, on like YouTube?
Yeah. Bro, the fire. Well, I have a Samsung TV and it has like built-in fire. What the fuck?
There's a channel. Yeah. You know how you get free channels on TVs now? Mm-hmm. And it's like freebie. It's like one channel is just only wild and out. There's a full channel that's just dedicated to fireplace.
That's what I mean. But here's the thing. I've never done
is
it
Is that
before.
Not hilarious?
I know. It's
fireplace
so funny.
Is just racking in residuals for
you,
doing this.
No. You know what's absolutely funny? Is this channel has fucking ads.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah, that just happened to me. I was sleeping last night with the rain, and a fucking commercial came on in
Don't
the middle
you
about
up.
Some bullshit.
I'm telling you guys, I've said it before. I want to have one of those. It's in the title. I turned the comments off. The title is 10 Hours of White Noise with One Randomly Placed Gunshot.
It's not bad. And then whoever hears a gunshot first gets a golden ticket and come to your house and blow you.
I'm going
to
make that.
All right. And then I'm going to put tour dates at the end. 10 hours of white noise, but I shamelessly plug my tour dates twice. What are you saying? The fireplace fucking, or you just had them on?
No, well.
I love the ambience on
it. I got two things. The reason I brought this up is one, I never really have it. Well, I never really had a TV in my room, but Long story short, there's a TV in my fucking room, and I miss what you said, and I'm pissed. So, but I, not paying attention, Gabe, now you're on the podcast. So, I never had a TV in my room, but now there's a TV in my room. Whatever. Great story, Michael. Cool. But I never do the fire thing. So I'll be sometimes going, I put it on to just go to sleep with it. It feels hot.
Yeah. Right? Placebo effect.
Yeah, I get it. It's a little hot. And then I finally went to sleep. And no, that's not the point. Oh, ambient light. That's a good ambient light. Yeah. I know you like the Roku screen, but the crackle and then a little bit of that
illuminates
firelight.
Out the face. And it's more red sexual tension.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then it's like moving a little bit.
Dude, my TV doesn't even play TV. I turn it on, and then eventually it goes to a screensaver, and then it's just different photos of like Switzerland. And you're like, this is kind of nice. And it's got a clock in the corner.
That is nice.
Dude, TVs used to be so cool. Now they're just fucking menus at kebab shops.
That's literally it.
Like a TV. Like
flat screen TV used to be so sick.
But like now, that TV used to be like $4,000. Now it's literally $38 and shows us where we reads our ads from.
That's literally it.
That's his whole job.
You can go into a Best Buy, hand someone a fish filet, they hand you a TV.
But when they're vertical at a restaurant, they're always vertical for the menu.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, you think he's pissed? He's like, oh man, watch a Blu-ray on me.
Yeah. I used to play Sopranos. Now look at this. Fucking chicken shawarma.
Sounds so good right now.
I am so hungry. Where's our food? Fuck's the food?
I think that's a podcast.
That's a great podcast. It was. And I'm not biased. Do we even talk about sex at all?
A little bit.
I don't even think once.
It was a good one.
We did. I got finger blasted. My ass. That was cum. Guys, that's it. Thank you so much for being part of this gosh darn show. Friend Romano, we have a freaking Patreon.
Patreon.
4 extra episodes drops every Friday, ad-free, patreon.com/sifsockspod. If you want an extra episode of that fire cum podcast, get on that. Anyway, tell a friend, and till next Wednesday, we love you guys, and come see Mr. Wallace and Mr. Blotz on our tour. That is it. We love you. Bye. And got a big old dick. Hi.